Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am continuing my conversation from yesterday with Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard. This is part two of a two-part interview. So the next thing we wanted to talk about involves a special radio and camera system in public schools. What can you tell me about this and how it will better protect students?
It started off as a radio system, and what we're calling is the SEERS system. It's School Emergency Alert Radio System. So my plan is to raise enough money to put one of these radios almost in every school in Dallas County. Anything that gets dispatched from Dallas County Communication Center, basically, we're going to start with that. So there's 24 schools that we're projecting. And what this radio will do is similar to the radios that we all have in our squad cars. There's a big red button on it. And if there's something happening in that school, it would just take that person, whether it's a secretary or a teacher or something, to hit that red button. Well, that red button, it's like a panic alarm type of thing, will alert our dispatch center. And then the second part of this would be the dispatch center has the ability to log on to those lobby cameras in each one of those schools and monitor what's happening until law enforcement arrives on scene. So God forbid we ever have a school shooting or something like that and we have people running around the building, at least dispatchers can kind of watch that live on their monitors and tell us where things are at as we're getting there, as we're responding. If somebody's set up inside the north doors, you know, maybe it's safer for officers to go through the south doors and whatever. But it's just an added protection for law enforcement, first responders, and the students. I mean, we don't have the resources to put an officer or two in every school in Dallas County. So every year, I guess I have a goal or a vision to provide one more resource for the schools to help them with this, because we're not excluded from this, you know. I pray every day that this never happens to us, but I do owe it to the schools to help give them the resources that help them and get them thinking along the lines of safety for the students. And to my knowledge, there's only one other county in the country that has put these radios in their schools. We'll be the second county to do this. Granted, we get all the funding for it, but we'll be the first one in the country that adds that camera element to it. So as soon as that red button's pushed, I'm envisioning the dispatch center pulling those cameras down for that particular school and start telling law enforcement what's going on. Maybe it's just an irate parent in the lobby and whatever, and it doesn't require all those services. But if it ever is a mass incident, it will help us. It'll help those officers. I would hate to have an officer be scared outside the building and not enter. You know, maybe this will prevent that. I don't know. You never know until something happens how people are going to react. So we got to think about all those things, and this is one of those things that came to me that I think that will benefit everybody in the county, and hopefully other counties will follow suit and do the same thing. And again, it's too expensive to get an officer for every school, so we need to provide them resources that we can. And this one's a personal thing with me, so I've been out fundraising for it. The project just for the radios itself is $68,000 for the 24 radios to make this happen. We've got a large contribution from Steinseed. Van Wall is going to contribute. We have a request in Highline. So we're just trying to get to that $68,000 number. So if you're a business out there that wants to contribute to this, what we're looking for is companies that have a lot of investment in students, because, you know, a lot of employees, they have a lot of kids in these schools and grandkids. So we're hoping that they invest in this project, because I don't see this project ever going away. It'll be needed forever.
All right, what sort of timeline can we expect with this once the funding comes in?
Well, to be honest, I bought one out of my budget, one of these, just to make sure it was going to work. And we put it in the middle school in Dallas Center. And we've done numerous testing with it and stuff. So it's going to work just fine. So it just comes down to funding. I'm over halfway there. About 24,000 short to make sure every school that we want to get done gets done. But I'm sure we're going to get there.
So if you're listening and you want to donate to the fund, just call the sheriff's office.
It's called the SEERS Radio Program, yep.
So. All right. Well, let's move on now and kind of segue from that to talk about back-to-school safety. What can you tell me about just keeping kids safe and motorists safe and buses and everything like that involving back-to-school and safety?
Well, every time we talk about this, I always go back to, you know, distracted driving and paying attention and stuff. Now we get all these kids riding their bikes back to school, and we got all these students back, student drivers and stuff, and, you know, their life is texting and all that stuff. So You can just beg you to tell your kids to put the phone down or somehow put an app on there where it won't work when they're driving or something along those lines, because that, in my mind, is the worst thing that we have going for us, is that phone. And you don't see many students even in class anymore that will let it go, you know. I mean, they still have it in their hands. So, and I go do presentations every now and then, and most of the students still just have it in their hand. So it's amazing to me, but put the phone down. I would hate to see another student run over a student on a bicycle or a child or something like that. And we got all the farm equipment going to be moving again here. And, you know, all I can do is encourage people to pay attention to your surroundings. And we should all be watching back and forth from ditch to ditch anyway. When you're driving, you should be screening for deer and other things anyway. And certainly slow down now that school's in session for all these children.
Absolutely. Now, kind of segueing once again from that to the step wave, it's going on right now and it goes through Labor Day, and it has to deal with distracted driving as well, correct?
That's correct. So, yep, the step wave is going on until I believe September 3rd, where basically officers are paying attention to seatbelts. It's amazing to me how many people still refuse to wear the seatbelt. And distracted driving, I know several officers did a distracted driving project where they drove around in big trucks and they were monitoring to see how many people were actually texting and stuff, you know, so they could look down in and watch people driving. And I wish I'd have brought you the numbers. It was pretty high. So you can stand on the street corner and see that at any corner. So yeah, they're targeting seatbelts. They're targeting using the phone, you know, texting and driving, and all the other traffic related stuff as well. I mean, speeding, all that. So there's going to be extra officers out statewide. So pay attention.
All right. Well, Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, just thanks for everything. Thanks for all the support over the years. And if there's any way, if there's people out there that want to be a part of the Thin Blue Line project or one of these projects with the Sears radio program to help our students, just call the sheriff's office. I'll get back to you and let you know how you can help us out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks for everything, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sawinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.